You're listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. This is part 12 of Unmagical Boy Story, the penultimate chapter. 6 a.m. Best hangover breakfast in the city. "You," said Jules, lost for more intelligible words. "You." Viola sipped her tea calmly and ate a corner of her raisin toast. "We're not going to talk about this," she informed him. "Vale," he hissed, "you are wearing comedy pajamas in public." Sometime between 4 and 5 a.m., Viola had hit a very mellow, philosophical frame of mood and had somehow managed to stay there, despite the people in her general vicinity. It was all that had kept her going through the screening of an entire episode of The Bromancers with associated commentary. Jules shut his mouth, surprisingly. The two of them were perched at the counter of the Fenny Snake Cafe, which opened at 6 a.m. and served what Sage called the best hangover breakfast in the city, what Holly called heart attack on a plate, and what Hebe called the least offensive option. Seriously, the other place that does 6 a.m. breakfasts is run by goblins. Everyone else was crowded around a mass of tables shoved together, arguing over who was going to order three kinds of bacon, who was going to order what kind of waffle tower, and whether a smoothie counted as breakfast. It was so loud, and none of them had complained or teased when Viola and Jules set up their own little island of calm away from the chaos. That was surprisingly cool of them. "He seems happy," Jules muttered into his freshly juiced glass of brightly coloured pulp. "That's annoying." "Yep," said Viola, lining up her remaining slices of toast. "Almost like he has this whole life thing figured out. He doesn't need us anymore." "No," she agreed. "But he's not shoving us away this time, so progress." "Progress," Jules agreed sadly. They sat in blissful lack of conversation for a while, as the table of aggressive breakfast debate behind them continued to heave and rattle. "I always figured you and Chauve would end up together," Jules confessed. Viola almost choked on her tea. "You thought what? You're both hot and mostly straight. I don't know. I ship it." Viola bit savagely into her toast. "You can't just point two straight people at each other and say, 'Now kiss, Nightshade.' It doesn't work that way." Jules lay his head on her shoulder. "But you'd make such pretty babies." "Just because you've always wanted to marry Ferdinand Chauvelin does not mean I do." He stilled against her. "Low blow, precious." "I know. Sorry." "He'd make a terrible husband," Jules muttered. Viola patted him on the head. "So would you, darling." Over at the table, Hebe let out a sudden yell. "Sage! It's the song!" "Shut up," said Sage, shifting in his chair. "No, wait," said Chauvelin, vaulting over the unholy combination of tables to get to the cafe's little radio. He turned it up. "Wait," said Viola, tilting her head. "Is this Kraken?" It was a rough, fun song with that characteristic Kraken sense of humour. Viola hadn't listened to them in ages, hadn't realised there was a new single out. Sage looked like he had been hit over the head. Obviously a real fan. Oh well, too late. Viola wasn't giving back the t-shirt now. Hebe and Chauve giggled and shoved each other while they listened to the song all the way through. When it was over, the whole table burst out into applause. "See, that's a good song," Viola said, when the noise had died down. "Why don't your band do songs like that?" Chauve laughed so hard he nearly headbutted his girlfriend in the face. "I wrote this one," said Sage, lifting his chin at her. Viola stared at him. "You wrote a song for Kraken? You got paid to write a song that got on the radio?" howled Chauve, and he and Deck fell over themselves to slap Sage on the back. Hebe and Holly threw themselves on his lap, hugging and or punching him. Viola observed the chaos thoughtfully. Finally, Sage scrambled out from under his friends, red-faced and glowing. So, how many cool points is that worth, Vale? Fewer by the minute, she said crisply. Jules lay his head on Viola's shoulder again, looking jealous and pouty. Which one is Kraken? He whispered at her. She squeezed his knee. Don't worry, Nightshade. You have your looks to fall back on. Thanks for listening. You can follow me on Twitter and Tumblr at TansyRR and at Sheep Might Fly, on Facebook at TansyRR Books, and on Patreon at Musketeer Space. Come back next week for the final episode. Bye.